Om Shanti, and a very warm welcome to all of you for this morning session. I would also like to extend warm welcome to our online brothers and sisters who have joined from all over the world. So the topic for this morning session is cleansing your sanskars of 63 births. Such a load, isn't it? And unless we are free, unless we are light, we cannot fly back home. Right? To share more on this topic, we have Sister Swana with us. I would like to welcome Sister Swana, and I'm sure most of you might be familiar with her, but those who are not, Swana Ben has been with Baba since the last 37 years. She came to Baba at a tender age of 16 with her parents. And she has been serving in Australia since 14 years, and since the last 16 years she is giving her services at the Inner Space Center in Abu Dhabi. And she has been instrumental in other services in the Middle East. So whilst I was going through her profile online, I found that of course she has traveled a number of countries. I'm sure she might have come to your country as well, or at least virtually. So, but also an interesting thing was she knows 7 languages. Isn't it commendable? So what I have noticed about her is she's very, very active. You can see her all the time on her toes, not only physically, but actually she's a very active churner of Baba's knowledge. So from her treasure store, she'll give us the simple tools and tricks to cleanse our sanskars of the 63 births. So over to you, Swana Ben. The floor is all yours. Welcome again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And warm welcome to everybody in the room. And also a warm welcome to everyone who is online. And so today's workshop, cleansing our sanskars of 63 births. So it doesn't matter how long you've been with Baba. I think we all have the same aim. The aim is to become an angel. And the definition of angel, well, Baba defines an angel differently in different worldies. But even recently he said an angel has a clear and clean intellect. They are clear and clean inside. So whatever we have accumulated on our journey, we can't throw it out. There's no way of doing that. But we can process it in such a way that it no longer has an effect on the soul. Does that make sense? It doesn't have an effect. At the moment, all of us have our purest sanskaras sitting inside us. And the reason they are not emerging fully is not because we don't want them to. Of course we want to be pure, clean. But it's the effect of the journey on the soul that is holding us back. And we are all doing whatever cleaning we can according to our capacity, no doubt. But this workshop hopefully is a way for you to look deeper into yourself using different tools and see if there's something you can find that you haven't spotted before. Maybe something that you know about, but you don't understand the effect it's having on your sanskars today. So the whole workshop is actually based on one of Baba's muralis. And so to start, I'd like to read a passage from the murali, which will give you a little bit of an understanding of what we're doing. Is that okay? So just for your reference, and in case you want to re-look at this, it's the murali of the 31st of December, 1999. So it was the night before Y2K. Anyone remember Y2K? Yeah, if you're over 25 years old, or 30 years old, you'll remember Y2K. So do you experience yourselves to be special souls? Yes? Yes? Do you know your own greatness? This is the beauty of God, isn't it? He first tells you how great you are, and then he tells you about a few of the spots that are still inside. You must not allow a situation to change your form. Why should the situation change you? You have to change the situation. What would be called transformation? An angel means one who is beyond any of the past and ordinary ways of behaving. I'll repeat it. An angel is one who is beyond any of the past and ordinary ways of behaving. Bab Dada saw that you lack the powers to erase and accommodate. You do erase everything. You erase everything wrong that you've seen, heard, and thought, and anything of the past. So on the one hand, he's saying, you do erase, and you have erased everything. However, you speak of this as one thing being conscious. Baba said the word conscious in English. The other being subconscious. You erase it, but whether you call it the slate of the mind, the plate of the mind, or the paper, you don't erase everything completely. Have you ever had that experience where you think the sanskar is gone, and then 1 year later, a few months later, maybe even 10 years later, something triggers the same sanskar again? And you think, but I erased that. I finished it. So why are you not able to erase it completely? The reason is that your power to accommodate is not powerful. Your power to accommodate is not powerful. So accommodate, also known as the power to merge in English. So it's being able to see and understand my sanskar, and then let it go. Let it go to such an extent that it gets so deeply merged in the soul that the transformed sanskar is merged, and that sanskar becomes emerged until copper age, next cycle. If you truly have merged a sanskar, it can never be triggered again. A few days ago, Sudesh Didi, she described soul consciousness in your mind, soul consciousness in your intellect, soul consciousness in your subconscious mind, meaning your sanskars. Now, this is the definition of an angel or purity. So no more ability for something to be triggered. You are able to accommodate everything according to the time, but then something would emerge again at another time. If the plate or paper of the mind is not completely wiped clean, then, because it is not completely clean, would anything you try to write be clear? So even if you try to write on top of something, so you're trying to imbibe new sanskaras, but the lower sanskaras, the ones that are there for 63 births, the body consciousness hasn't gone, would your new sanskaras be so clean? Or would you be operating with a new sanskar, but actually the fuel behind the new sanskar still has traces of body consciousness? For example, if you try to imbibe all the virtues and powers, would this be constant and to the full percentage? You can only use these powers easily when everything is completely clean and clear. The reason why you can't is that the slate of the majority of you is not clean and clear. Even a few things and some behavior of the past, a few wasteful situations, wasteful behavior would still be merged within you in a subtle way. Now, interesting how Baba says, the most subtle form that any of this would take would stay in your vibrations. So it may not show up in your behavior, but the energy inside you is still touching other souls. And at that level, there'll still be a block between you and another person. You might feel like I'm having good thoughts. You might feel like I'm not reacting. But because really deep inside that cleansing hasn't happened, it just means that it's still there in your energy field, what Baba calls your vibrations, and it's still affecting people around you. So just one last little bit. An angel means one who is completely clean and clear. Use your power to accommodate, to transform anything negative into positive. So here's the definition of the power to accommodate. Transform anything negative into positive. For me, that means that any negative sanskar, dip it into your subconscious mind. Let it be merged for next 2,500 years and bring up the opposite sanskar. So you've transformed the sanskar into a positive one. Do not accumulate negative. How do you put a full stop to a painful past? Only when you find answers to the excuses you make will you be able to bring about the new world. So any excuse you make to hold negative sanskaras, negative feelings, No, any form of justification. Have you ever done that? You know, when you say, yes, I felt bad, but because of this. If they didn't do this, I would have been fine. If this situation hadn't come, I wouldn't have got angry. Any form of justification means that I actually want to hold on to that. I don't want to let it go. So, ready to start the workshop, everyone? Did you enjoy Baba's words? They mean something to you? I think all of you would have received a piece of paper. Has everyone got a piece of paper? Okay, who has not yet got a piece of paper? It seems like it's the middle section. Okay, unless you have a notebook you prefer to use, but it needs to be a large size notebook. So pieces of paper. Just keep your hands up, please, those who need pieces of paper. And, yep, we have a few people going around giving out pieces of paper. So while the pieces of paper are being distributed, you can see in front of the stage, can you all see what's there? There are little shoes, little socks. And it's amazing how they're all different colors, different designs. They have different shapes and sizes. Some of them are more sporty. Some of them have eyes on them. Yeah, all sorts of things. So when you think about your journey, when you think about who you might have become today, I'd like you to look at these shoes and socks and decide who you are. It's a serious question. It's a very serious question. Can you all see them? No? All right, I'm going to give you 10 minutes then while the pieces of paper are going around. Come and have a look. Don't take them. Just decide who you are. And if you want to take a photograph with your phone, you can. Look carefully and ask yourself, who would I be if I were one of these? Am I a black shoe? Am I a white sock? Who are you? Just ask yourself, who am I? Don't ask questions. Which one are you attracted to? Which one would you be if you had to be one of these? What would your journey represent? What would you be like? You can take a photo, or just take a photo in your mind. You know, I'd be a yellow shoe with purple spots, or I'd be a striped blue and white sock, or... Don't take it, just look at it and understand why you chose that shoe or sock. And when you're done, you can go back to your seat and be ready with your piece of paper. Okay. You can only be one. You can only be one. Because there's only one of you. Some might be looking for the plainest thing. Some might be looking for the most colorful thing. We're all different. And Baba needs all the shoes and all the socks. Okay, so those who have decided who they are, you can take your seats again, and I hope that everyone now has a piece of paper. So this item, this object, reflects your journey. Okay, so those who have already taken their photograph of the shoe or sock, you can go back to your seats. And I think there's paper still being handed out. Okay, just 1 minute more. If you can decide which shoe or sock you are, take a photograph with your phone or take a photograph with your mind. And for those who have sat down, I'd like you to take your piece of paper and just to write somewhere on the top corner, left or right corner, which shoe or sock you chose, just something that describes it for you. Maybe blue stripy sock or orange shoe, whatever, just so that you don't forget what you chose. Just in the top corner. This is not funny, it's actually quite serious. Just write it, yeah. If you want to draw it, you can draw it, but just so that you don't forget what you chose. Yep, if you can, yep, you just choose whichever shoe or sock you are. You can take a photograph if you like, and then if everyone can go back to their seats. Okay, so you all know who you are. Yeah, and Baba says, know yourself, you know who you are. So if everybody could then, on their piece of paper, draw a line from, keep it landscape, draw a line from left to right. On the left-hand side, if you could put a zero. And on the right-hand side, put your current Lokic age. Don't worry, nobody's looking to see what you write. So, zero, and there's your whole line, and then on the right-hand side, your Lokic age now. Is that clear? And put a mark in the middle, which is approximately halfway through your life. And then put a cross where you came to Baba. A cross or a star at what point of your timeline you came to Baba. So you have a line, zero, and your Lokic age. You have a middle point, and you have a cross or a star, which represents when you came to Baba. Everyone done that? Okay. Now I'd like you to recollect in your mind. I'm going to give you 10 minutes to do this, so you don't have to do it fast. Think about your life from the time you can remember. 3 years old, 4 years old. And I'd like you to map your life like a graph. So, the happy days, up, the sad moments down. And you can hold them for as long as you want. So if you had a very bad period, you can keep it down. But then things went up again. And then maybe you got married and you were up. And then after some time it went down. Or, you know, you went into a center and you thought you were the best person, you know, the angel of the earth. And then you realized, oh dear, living in a center is not perhaps the easiest thing on earth. Whatever it is, I want you to map your entire life as a graph going up or down. Take your time. Don't rush. Think deeply about your childhood as you grew up. What moments were the happiest in your memory? What moments were difficult? Until you reach today. And of course, somewhere in between, you would have found Baba. And I assume for most of us, the graph will go quite high at that time, for some time. Is that okay? So I give you 10 minutes to write this. Is that okay? Yeah. To draw the graph. Thank you. So if we can have some soft music. Is that clear, everyone? Have you all finished? Still another few minutes? Okay, another 2-3 minutes for those who need it. For those who have actually finished your drawing, I want you to just look at the parts of the drawing where you went down. And ask yourself, how did I feel at that point in my life? What did I feel? Did I feel fearful? Did I feel angry? Did I feel rejected? Did I feel hated or hatred? So take your time, even if you want more time, to finish your graph and for each down, you might not have just one feeling. There might be a few. I felt this, this, this. And the next down, I felt this, this, this. Some might be repeated. Some feelings might have come up again and again. Everything is okay. Okay, so everyone's finished their graph by now. And I'll give you a couple of minutes more to write what you felt when your graph went down. So you know when you go to the doctor and they say, oh, we need to do a scan. We need to do an x-ray. We need to do an MRI, right? Because we can't see inside. We can hear your symptoms, but we need to check deeper. So what you've done now, pretty much, is a scan of everything inside. And if I were to do this workshop with a group of Lokic people, I would say it's a scan of your life. The sanskaras that have accumulated in your subconscious mind in your life. But as a Brahmin, I would say that what you have shown on this map, if you have been very honest with yourself, is actually a blueprint of your entire cycle. Because everything that you've accumulated, especially in the last half of the cycle, has to come up now in this life to be cleared. Everything has to come up to be cleared. And each one of us will have a different drawing, a different graph. And that's why each one of you actually chose a different shoe and a different sock. So now, a question. If you look at your graph and you see yourself today, what has been the impact of your journey on who you are today? What has been the impact of your journey on who you are today. Can you see it? Can you see the effect that your journey has had on your personality today? Because actually everything in your graph is what Baba spoke about as being the unconscious or the subconscious. Some of it we know. Some of it we are working on. Some of it we acknowledge. Some of it we don't know. So if you look at especially the areas of your graph where you went down, can you see what you felt? It might have been grief, it might have been anger, it might have been, as I said before, abandonment, rejection, fear. Can you see how it is affecting your sanskaras right here today in the way you deal with situations, with people? Can you see the traces that are left in your personality today? You can? Can everyone see? Or do you think your whole journey is clean and clear and there's no effect on you today? Who can see clearly what's left over? And can you see? Okay, is there anyone who says, I cannot see any correlation between my journey and my graph and who I am today? Is there anyone? Okay, so you've done your scan and you've even done your diagnosis. Right? Because you can see what the problem is, what the illness is. Can you see it clearly, everyone? You're so quiet. You were so happy when you were looking at the socks and the shoes and now you've all gone quiet. Can you all see? Yeah? Right. Now usually, when we identify the pain and the soul, we also know that Baba has every medicine for the soul. Everything. Everything you could want. If you feel that you don't belong, what would Baba say to you? You belong to me. Who wants to belong in this world anyway? If you feel abandoned, what would Baba say? I found you. How can you feel abandoned? If you feel rejected, what would Baba say? I have accepted you as you are. I've given you a hug as my child and said, I need you. I need you to help me to create a new world. So I want you to just reflect and ask yourself, what is it that I need to completely clean and clear my own subconscious? What medicine do I need to take from Baba? What powers? What virtue? What feeling? And try and think if perhaps this is something that you've never worked on in your yoga with Baba before. What is it that I've not taken from Baba so that this illness has not gone? Maybe I should say it that way, yeah? Whatever works for you, what do I need to take from Baba? Or what is it that I could take more of from Baba? Or what is it that I haven't taken from Baba? Which is why the illness, the subconscious, the sanskaras are still the way they are. The question is, what could be the root cause of being sensitive? So if you look at your graph, look at the areas where you go down and what you identified that you felt. one of those words or a combination of them is the root cause of why you are sensitive. Look carefully at what you felt. Because being sensitive means my self-respect is low, I'm getting upset, I'm going into the old feelings that I've felt. So once you've identified what it is that you could take from Baba, more of, or maybe this workshop has shown you something that you haven't identified, that you could take from Baba as medicine, as something to purify the soul, to cleanse the soul, you might like to identify a relationship with Baba from where that particular virtue might come that you haven't considered as a relationship before. And for some people, relationships don't work, but at least you can identify the virtue, the quality, the attainment. That's usually Baba's word, isn't it? What is the attainment that you need from me to be able to cleanse? Because nobody else can give you that attainment. And we can't blame situations for triggering what we have inside us. We can't blame people. But what Baba has given us is a tool to identify and then to heal through yoga. Knowledge is a mirror to look inside. Yoga is the power to erase and accommodate. Okay, so now I'd like you to put down your pen and paper and put your hands out like this. Okay. And I want you to hold that sock and or shoe that you chose, because that's you. I want you to hold, I know it's invisible, because there's so many of you, I couldn't give you a sock or a shoe. If there was a smaller group, and when I've done this in various centers around the world, they actually have their sock and shoe with them. So you just imagine that you've got your sock or shoe, whoever you are today, in your hands today. Yeah? Just hold it there. Everyone? It's important. It's very important. Yeah. So if we can have some soft music, and I want you to look at yourself today. I'm going to speak a meditation commentary. Just come with me on this journey. So I look at myself today. And I understand what has made me the way I am. I don't look at myself with the eyes of judgment or criticism. No. I look at myself with total understanding and acceptance. It's been a long, long journey. And I've tried my very best. I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing bad. But now that I understand, it gives me the choice to to change. And so in this moment, I hand myself over to Baba, the way I am and how I am. Just close your eyes and imagine you can give however you are, whatever you are, to Baba, with total honesty. Now allow Baba's rays, filled with whatever you knew, you know, is the attainment you need to cleanse, shine on you. What is it that you need from Baba to cleanse the soul? To cleanse the subconscious completely so that you can be an angel, so that you can be clean and clear and fly home. Fill yourself with whatever that attainment is. Is it Baba's love? Is it his acceptance of you? Is it a feeling of belonging? Whatever it might be. Right here and right now. Let me fill myself with that. Let me know deep down inside that it's actually so easy to let go of the old me. And fill myself with the power I need to be free. Oh Baba, only your light, your might can heal the soul. Now bring yourself back. This moment, and I'm just going to ask you to answer one last question, which is, how will this scan and understanding how Baba can help me change my life from now on? What would shift inside me? How would I be if Baba could heal whatever it is that's still left over in the soul? What's going to be the impact of this cleansing, of this healing on me when I walk out of this hall? Maybe when you walk back, fly back from Madhuban to your home, what's going to be the impact on you? Suresh Bhai, can we have some music, please? I'll just give you 2 minutes to contemplate or to write, whatever you wish. Once you've seen the scan and you've identified what remains inside, and you also identified the antidote, the medicine you need from Baba, what's going to shift? What's going to change? I want you to reflect on the shoe or the sock that you chose. Do you remember it? You remember? Yeah. And can you see the connection between who you are and your journey? And why you chose that? There is a connection. Even if you think, I just like that. No, there is a connection. Can you see it? Can you see why your intellect, because we all have an intellect. Everyone has an intellect in the room. And everyone's intellect works the way it works. The intellect is connected to your subconscious mind. Why did you choose what you chose? Can you see the connection between the shoe or the sock, your journey and your graph? You can? Who feels they can see some kind of connection? A few more hands going up. It's about half the room. And the others? Did you just choose a color? Or a style, or you like socks more than shoes, or you don't like wearing socks, so you chose a shoe. No way. Even if you don't identify it now, just stay with it and ask yourself, why was I pulled to that shoe, that sock? Because it has a complete connection with your journey, your sanskaras, and who you are. Okay, so for the last part of the workshop, I'd like you to find somebody sitting next to you. If the number of people were less, you would have actually taken a shoe or a sock and you would have found your partner. But because it's such a big group and I don't have so many shoes and socks, find somebody near you who speaks your language. And I'd like you to discuss 2 things. Why did you choose the shoe or sock that you did? And secondly, what have you discovered through this workshop? If you want to share your graph, you can. If it's too private, it's okay. Whatever works best for you. So can I give you 10 minutes to share? 2 things. Why did you choose that shoe or sock? And what have you discovered through this journey? 10 minutes, please. Thanks. And for those who are online, I think it's time to say goodbye. So thank you for joining us. This is just our sharing, and later there will be feedback. But you can probably find someone to share with if you've done this workshop together. Otherwise, you can share with Baba. So thank you for joining. Om Shanti. So, Om Shanti. Do you need more time to share? Or yes? There's already 10 minutes. I'll give you 5 minutes more. I'm happy that you discovered so much. Okay, last minute of sharing. Just 1 minute more to share. So now is the time for those who have a lot of courage to come up perhaps and to share maybe something small that you discovered on your about your journey and how Baba can help. We don't expect you to tell us your whole story. We don't expect you to reveal all the secrets from inside you. But maybe just, is there anything you discovered today that was new? And is there anything that you feel you've discovered in how Baba can support your life? Only 1 minute sharing. Is that okay? Only 1 minute. And Ella has a mic here. Thanks.
Om Shanti.
So your name, where you're from, please?
Yeah. Vandana from Boston, USA. And I loved my shoe. But anyway, so the discovery that kind of that has been happening over the past 24 hours, so very timely, was that I needed self-worth or swaman as my antidote for this journey onwards. And I think the shoe really signified enthusiasm and happiness that that has helped me move through the journey. Is that what it was meant to be? To, you know, it had to be this. It was my love at first sight. She didn't even have to tell us to select the shoe. I'd already selected it. And it has blue and orange, which means golden age definitely, but the swaman, and the blue is for the subtle region and the orange for the soul world, that they're always in my life, you know, in the background influencing. Okay, Om Shanti.
Thank you. I think we've got Maria ready. Thank you.
Om Shanti, Maria from Greece. The deeper realization was that I'm always a Brahmin soul, knowingly or unknowingly, and Baba was always there to support, even in the lowest moments. And so there's no point of worrying, since I now know I'm a Brahmin soul. And the issue was this one. I was in between the same design. It's the same in another two colors. I was surprised I picked up the red one, because in my childhood I didn't like the red. It signifies joy and love, because and warmth. Because the body is sensitive to cold. Joy because it looks like the Muppets, so we were sharing with happiness watching in my family, and eventually I discovered that the red signified detachment from something bad, that it had very good bhavna from the parents to offer me something that was relative to a hobby of mine.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Anyone else? There's a brother here. Come. Oh, can we just do sharing first? First sharing and then questions. Yes. Anyone else like to share? Maybe come forward and then we have people ready.
Om Shanti, my name is Gita. I am from Sydney. The shoes I chose was this. And socks, I chose this. Reason being, I thought I want something comfortable. So the reason behind this could be because throughout my childhood, I was always hard working, and because my dad died when I was very young, and we were only two sisters. And my mom told us, my mom was uneducated, she told us that if we bring zero, she would tolerate, but if we will tell lies, she will die. So I was looking after my sister, was working so hard, like I have to, so competitive, I have to stand first in a male-dominated society from like valley hilly area where we have to walk at least 8 kilometers daily to reach to the school. It was hard life, but I was, I think, very insecure and I never felt comfortable. That's why I chose these shoes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, the sister over here. Anyone else like to share? We can have two more. Come forward. One over here.
Thank you. Om Shanti. I enjoyed that exercise, actually, because I got a real realization in the end. You know, when I came here, I thought to myself, I love red. I would have gone straight for the red. But I went for a color that I would never choose. Very rarely. I think I've got one yellow dress in my 70 years or so. And I went for the yellow. But now when I've worked with it with my colleague, I've realized, you know what? My teenage was a scary one. I was terrified because I had a big brother who was just a year older than me, very competitive, was a real bully. And whenever my mom and dad were not there, he would really thump me. So I lived my 13, 14, 15, terrified. And keeping quiet, not to say anything to anybody. And by 15, 16, I decided the best way is to get away. Now you can imagine those days in the 40s, or in the 50s or 60s, little quiet girl here, deciding to walk away. And I thought, because nobody seems to know what was happening. In the meantime, I was frightened. I was all the qualities that you mentioned. I was terrified. I was scared to speak up. I was shy. I was withdrawn, to mention it, I did. And I got my O-level. I did very well. And the next thing I saw, this sponsorship going for nursing in England. If you've got so many O-level, do apply. And you can speak a bit of English, do apply, because we are from Mauritius and they speak, the bilingual, speak French and a very little English. And I applied and I got the job. So, very competitive. And I got it where my ticket and everything was going to be paid. That was in the midst of doing my hire. Sorry, it might be a bit too long, but I'll cut it short now. And I got selected. Way. So I had to tell my mom and my dad. The person I got on with was my mom. So I did mention it to her. I said, Mom, I think I need to go. She says, but why? I thought you haven't finished your A-level yet. And I said, no, I just need to go. Not with my brother bullying me like this. I can't concentrate. She says, yes, but your dad won't allow you. I said, no, we'll get around that. And we did. She did speak up for me. And she said, she's got it. And look at that. She's got a sponsorship. She's got everything paid. We don't have to worry. That's her destiny. My mom was very spiritual. She said, it's her destiny. I don't think we can stop her. And the next thing, I was off. In a month's time, I was on the plane and gone. And I came here. When I came here, I felt I was really transformed. To move forward, and I did get a lot of confidence. I was very courageous. I think just the fact that I made that decision on my own, I really felt so happy and so strong and so powerful and so brave, really brave. But I find now at 70 plus, my family is sort of married and gone, had a beautiful family, they're married and gone. I'm sort of left on my own and rudderless. And I think by coming here, I've come with the idea of transforming myself to get back to that being bold woman I used to be. And I love the way you said, whatever you wish to be, Baba is here to help you. You're not alone. And I love this. I love this. And I think that's going to make me very... Talk about transformation from my, on my visit in Madhuban. I think Brahma Kumari has brought me that lifeline. And Baba is here to help me. I love it. I do love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for sharing. So I think we just have one question here, and then we will end, only because of time.
Sister, yes, through this workshop, I have seen low points in my journey, and I understand the respective vices behind them. On the other hand, whether there were happy and joyful moments in the life, but that was also because of body consciousness. Can those happy moments be taken as accurate reflection since there were vices attached to them as well? Thank you.
Om Shanti. Thank you. So I don't know if you heard the questions. There were low moments and happy moments. Were the happy moments also attributed to body consciousness? You know, I don't think the soul ever is bad. This is my own experience. It's just that as our consciousness drops, consciousness is like a needle, isn't it? And as our consciousness drops, it's like the pure intent turns into impure intent. It's not our fault. The cycle is never our fault. So it has to happen. So for example, where in the golden age, you know, we don't need a reason we don't have an expectation. Everything we do is an expression and it's a giving. The same thing at the end of the cycle is completely to take, and it's to, you know, fulfill the soul who is so empty at the end. So as consciousness drops, I naturally want to take. It becomes a part of my nature. I need to fulfill. It's not my fault. When you're empty, you have to fulfill. That's what you're here for. So I wouldn't say that the good points, the happy parts of your life, I wouldn't say that they're totally based on body consciousness. There is definitely, you know, an element of your good personality in there. It's just that the consciousness being so low, along with the good, there's also the mixture of the soul wanting and the soul needing. So even when we go to, you know, in the old days, not now of course, you go to watch a movie. It might be a very nice movie. But if the intent behind it is to take, to make yourself happy, to fulfill something inside you, no matter how beautiful the movie might be, but it's the consciousness, the intention, that was not working properly. As a Brahmin, you might go and watch a very nice documentary. And the documentary is not to fulfill an emotional part of your soul. It might just be something that you need to learn about the world that you live in or the part of the world you're in or whatever. The intention, the consciousness is very different. So it's not all gone at the end of the cycle. We're still very, 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 very lovely souls. But consciousness has dropped so much that everything we do is filled with this neediness. And that's what Baba's taking away. And then this whole graph becomes quite clean. And if you repeat this in another 6 months from now, you might find that when the question is asked, what is the impact of your life on you today? You might say there isn't that much impact. The impact has reduced because you've processed a lot of the pain and the suffering. And I really believe that for somebody like Brahma Baba, who I know is Karmatit, if he looked back at his graph, there would be no ups and downs. Everything would have been good. There is no memory left of any pain inside. Even if you try to remember, there's nothing there. Because everything has been transformed into a learning. Everything has been transformed into a positive. So even when you look back and remember it, you go, ha ha, look at that, oh, look at that, look at, you know. And the feeling of pain is not there.
So I just want to thank all of you, because it's not easy to look into the mirror of the heart. Baba says it very often, but to have the honesty to do it, and then to keep looking at the mirror, and then keep erasing, and keep transforming, and keep accommodating, requires a lot of honesty and courage. So thank you. Om Shanti.
Wow, what a reflective exercise. I could have never imagined the sock and the shoe could be that much resourceful. So now that we all have got our target areas to work on, we would like to thank Sona Ben from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much, Sona Ben. And we'll have a few moments of silence. Thank you.
Thank you. If anyone wants this to be run in their country, or you want to run it in your own country, very happy to support that. You can come and talk to me. I'm Shanti.